The Conference Committee on House Bill 608 will come to order. Members of the committee, you have the amendments in front of you. The only thing up for grabs here is the amount. This is the Endowment for Children's Fund. I always called it the Children's Trust Fund. I guess it's both. But this is a fund that is, I believe it's attached to DPHHS, and it provides grants to communities to offer assistance to families with at-risk children. So it increases family stability, provides parenting skills, and so on. And the request here is for money to go into a trust fund, the interest of which will be used each year to provide grants to communities. Representative Olson, as a sponsor of the bill, do you want to say anything more or talk about the decision not to accept our, or was it we that rejected your amendment?
No.
Yes.
No,
okay.
Madam Chairman, when this bill was first introduced, it had the $1 million in it, and I wholeheartedly supported that. When it came out of appropriations, and you know, things get moving around in appropriations, everything's a moving target, and it was adjusted down to $500,000. I rejected the amendments on with the thoughts that I needed to visit with some of the people in the House on their thoughts on the possibilities of taking this back up to $1 million. I think you covered the programs very well. These programs keep families together. They give education programs to families, respite care for if you've got a disabled child, gives you time to go out and try and have maybe a day or two of a little more quality than you're used to. When we heard this bill in the Senate, Senator Lewis made a real good observation that, you know, we can put $1 million into the weed trust fund, we should be able to put $1 million into the children's trust fund, and that's kind of stuck with me, or $5 million into the weed trust fund, and that's kind of stuck with me. It's a one-time only appropriation, and like I said, the money is very well spent. In statute, the department can't take this money and divert it to any other purpose. It has to go to these programs. So that's my thoughts on the amendment right now. I'd like to hear what Representative Jane and Representative Wells have to say.
Representative Wells.
Yes, Madam Chairman. With some thoughts as to what we did in appropriations, this bill was tabled in appropriations for some time, and we had an agreement to bring it off the table with the thoughts to amend it down to the $500,000. And at that time, there was quite a bit of discussion about the bill, and we took into account that this particular fund and this particular trust has been in existence since, I think, 85, as it says, and there hasn't been too much activity, so we felt like in light of all the other things that we're spending money on, and with full recognition, this was commented about the weed fund, and I agree there are other places where perhaps I think there's more money put than I would have agreed with, but in any case, the Appropriations Committee, I think, felt that if we wanted to pass this out, in which we sort of honored the request of the sponsor in a sense to pass it out, but we didn't want to pass it out at that million. So I'm still supporting just a $500,000 input to this bill.
Representative Jane.
Thank you. I have questions. Does anyone know how much we have spent from this account in the last fiscal year?
I received a list of the grants that were made. I'm not sure that's every expenditure from the account. The grants last year totaled $225, a little more, $1,000, and I think that's a bit higher than sometimes. We do have people here that could probably give us more precise information if the committee wants that.
So I guess my question would be then, I'm curious about the amount. I mean, if we put $1 million in there, is it just going to sit there? Is my concern.
Yeah, Representative Jane, that's the exact idea, is that the $1 million will sit there and it will, and that we will only spend the interest so that
it will be
there for years to come to continue providing these grants.
And does some follow up, does anyone know what the interest is and what how much it'll generate per year? If
Madam Chairman, Representative Jane, the interest, and I'm going from memory here, would be roughly $50,000 to $53,000 a year on the million, half that on the $500,000.
The fund also receives a major federal grant and a checkoff, and as well as a divorce filing, $5, I think. Senator Lewis.
Please, Your Honor, not if it's necessary, but I think one of the issues that was really important when Finance and Claims talked about it was that we had a lot of good testimony, and the bottom line is that this is kind of, this fills an intermediate step between leaving a kid or a child in a family that's maybe in real trouble and turn them over to family services and having the child taken out and put into foster care. And I guess I just happen to have a little more knowledge of this maybe than some others because my wife works in the school system, and she talks about it all the time, that she'll have kids, and particularly in her program, that she knows there's problems in the family. If she turns it over to foster care, maybe they're going to pull the kids out. There's no real place to go to get people to go in and intercede and try and help that family resolve their issues. And when we heard the testimony from the programs, you know, it was clear that's what they're doing in these communities, and it was a real important piece of the puzzle as far as keeping families together, making sure the kids weren't hurt or abused in a home situation. And so, you know, that was why I went ahead and supported this. We're going up to $1 million in the trust fund. We've tried to put money in this trust fund, my goodness, I think every session since 1985, and never had any money to do it. And so it just looks like a good reason to move ahead. We don't know what the future is going to hold on the federal dollars they've been getting, and that they, you know, having a guaranteed revenue source makes some sense, and it's basically, again, a program designed to keep families together.
Lewis, or Senator Williams, excuse me.
Madam Chair, I just want to reiterate what Senator Lewis said. I remember in 1999, the trust fund folks came to us for a very small amount of money just to keep increasing the fund, and we didn't have very much to give to them that year. And I think they're able to use the interest off that fund to fund really good programs. Until it gets up to, there's a substantial amount in it, they're not going to be able to fund as much as the need is. And so I very much support this this addition of money.
Do you have a motion, Senator Williams?
I have another question.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
Representative Jane.
Yeah, I guess I, you know, being an attorney, I deal with a lot of these removal of children from their homes and so forth, and I guess if someone's here to let us know about at what point in the system will this money be used. And the reason I'm saying that is because you're going to have children that are adjudicated youth in need of care or something. And so is the money used before they get to that? And who determines how much is used and what families get to use this?
Representative Jane, I can attempt, I believe this occurs much earlier than the point of adjudication. These are community-based programs. You know, I see one, Anaconda Family Resource Center, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai have a Strengthening Families program. And these, Dawson County and Glendive, and it goes on down. And I believe these programs I mean, these programs attempt to identify families at risk, where the children are at risk. Perhaps they've heard something from teachers or other personnel, but I believe it's all of these programs focus before any kind of adjudication process. So the effort is to try to keep families together and keep them out of that judicial stream. If anybody wants to add to that and or correct my understanding, would you like to hear from a public member?
Sure, that would be great. I mean, I'd like to know more about at what point this money gets used.
Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes. My name is Betty Hall Munger. I'm the executive director of Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. And before I took my position with Healthy Mothers, I worked for Child and Family Services and managed this grant program. And as we were saying, the Children's Trust Fund is made up of a federal grant plus a couple other state revenue sources. Families who use this money are recognized in the community in some way before they actually get into the child protection system. So they come to the attention of a doctor. Maybe they're noticed in a school. They could be noticed by a neighbor. Families who are at risk. The other nice thing about this program is some of the parent education that we're supporting. Now, you or I or anyone could go and attend parenting classes if you're struggling. But we do target at-risk families, trying to keep them out of the expensive foster care system, which we know is growing. Seems those cases aren't going down. Those cases are more and more serious. So a lot of the work that we're doing around the state is focused on strengthening families, providing parent education, respite services, just a myriad of services, really on very little money. So that, in a nutshell, is what it is.
Representative Jane.
Yeah, I don't get your name. What was it?
My name is Betty, B-E-T-T-E, Hall-Munger.
Oh, Munger. Okay, Ms.
Yeah,
Munger.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
To what area does the money get distributed? How do they determine that Eastern gets some or Western or?
Okay,
is
so
it,
what?
Is it a process?
Yes, it is a process. When the federal grants come in and when there is money in the state special revenue accounts, we have a board, a seven-member gubernatorial-appointed board, and their prime purpose is to review the grants that come in on a yearly basis. So, yes, there is a process. In fact, right now, we have many communities across Montana or programs across Montana who are literally writing their grant proposals right now that will come back to the board and be reviewed. We have a process. We evaluate the grants, and then based upon the amount of money that we have available to distribute, then decisions are made through this evaluation process as to who will get how much money. So there's definitely a process, and we are reaching out to the reservations and are very, very pleased so far that we have a program up at Fort Belknap, and we have an excellent brand new program with the Salish Kootenai. So we're reaching out as far as we can and would like to be able to do more, certainly. Prevention pays, and we'd like to see it even more so in Montana.
Thank you.
Yes. Sorry, committee, you probably knew all this, and thanks for the time.
I
thank
had to
you.
Review it this morning. What are the wishes of the committee? We, again, the only thing in front of us is do we want to accept the Senate amendments at $1 million? Do we want to go back to the House amendments, or we can go to any other amount?
Madam Chair, I move that we accept the Senate amendment.
Thank you. We have
$1 million.
A motion to accept the Senate amendment at $1 million. Is there discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. Secretary, want to read the... Senator Williams.
Yes.
Senator Lewis.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Yes.
Representative Wells.
No.
Representative Jane.
Yes.
Chairman Kaufman.
Yes.
that the motion passes in both houses, which is the requirement, right? Is there any additional business to come before the committee? Seeing none, the Conference Committee on House Bill 608 is adjourned.
Anyway, Christine, can you come and run my...
What?